Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Trial of the Century by Greg Jarrett with Don Yeager. Read by Greg Jarrett.
In memory of Joseph W. Jarrett, a gifted trial lawyer and loving father. Here we find today as brazen and bold an attempt to destroy learning as was ever made in the Middle Ages. And the only difference is we have not provided that they shall be burned at the stake. But there is time for that, Your Honor. We have to approach these things gradually. Clarence Darrow, Scope's Trial, July 13, 1925. Preface. Discovering Darrow and the Trial of the Century. I don't know why I did it. I was barely a teenager when, one summer day, I plucked a single volume off my father's densely packed bookshelf. The handsome navy blue jacket had the words Clarence Darrow for the defense embroidered in rich gold lettering on the binding. The author's name, Irving Stone, was printed just below. It looked important, to the extent that one, to use that old line, can judge a book by its cover. I opened it and was instantly confronted with a full-page photograph of a rather austere gentleman dressed in a dark three-piece suit. He wore an unruly black bow tie, tethered around a crisply starched white shirt. He had a full head of dark hair that was at once combed and slightly tousled. The right side of his face was draped in subdued shadows, yet failed to conceal the deep creases embedded by time. His weary visage and sober countenance were appreciably softened by eyes that appeared to reflect a genuine benevolence. Turning the page, I read a brief but poignant epigraph from the man. Quote, I may hate the sin, but never the sinner. I remember pausing to consider.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?